We welcome all the assembled devotees joining us this morning remembering Krishna's pastimes in Kurukshetra, which took place on this day. Especially his pastime of speaking what we call Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, Sri Krishna. That is also pastime, right? Reciting Bhagavad Gita, speaking Bhagavad Gita is amazing, amazing pastime. So yesterday there was a debate, would there be a class? Bhagavatam class? Bhagavad Gita class? No, Bhagavatam class. Bhagavad Gita is also Bhagavatam.
Maharaj, when Prabhupada came to London in 1973, for 2 months he lectured on Bhagavad Gita every morning during the Bhagavatam.
Arriva.
On the first chapter of the Gita. Right?
Thank you for reminding us of the history and confirming that Bhagavad Gita also could be read in the morning. And on this day, this is the time, in fact, this is the time, right time. Kurukshetra is 2.5 hours behind Penang time. And Krishna spoke. Right now, he was in the middle of his speech. On this day. And where was that? Hari Hari. Gora. So, repeat after me. Dhritarashtra vacha dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavaschaiva kim kurvata sanjaya. Some of you.
Dhritarashtra vacha.
Dhritarashtra vacha.
Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre.
Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre.
Samaveta yuyutsavaha.
Samaveta yuyutsavaha.
Mamakaha pandavaschaiva.
Mamakaha pandavaschaiva.
Kim kurvata sanjaya.
Kim kurvata sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra vacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavaschaiva kim kurvata sanjaya. Matajis, all of you together, I think. Rashtra uvacha dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavaschaiva kim kurvata sanjaya. Dhritarashtra Uvacha. King Dhritarashtra said, Dharma Kshetre, in the place of pilgrimage. Kurukshetre, in the place named Kurukshetra. Samavetaha, assembled. Yuyutsavaha, desiring to fight. Mamakaha, my party. Sons. Pandavaha, the sons of Pandu. Cha, and. Eva, certainly. Kim, what? Akurvata, did they do? Sanjaya, O Sanjaya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. We'll just read part of the purport, or beginning of the purport. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Purport. Bhagavad Gita is widely read theistic science summarized in Gita Mahatmya, glorification of Gita. There it says that one should read Bhagavad Gita scrutinizingly with help of a person who is a devotee of Sri Krishna and try to understand it without personally motivated interpretations. The example of clear understanding is there in Bhagavad Gita itself, in the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. If someone is fortunate enough to understand Bhagavad Gita in that line of disciplic succession without motivated interpretation, then he surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and all the scriptures of the world. One will find in Bhagavad Gita all that is contained in other scriptures, but the reader will also find things which are not to be found elsewhere. That is the specific standard of the Gita. Hari Hari. Right there. And I just remembered. Just remembered something. Yeah, that Prabhupada was traveling from Amritsar to back to Delhi with his followers. Must be late 70s or early 70s. No, or late 60s. Or early, yes, 70 or 71. Prabhupada, the train stopped at Kurukshetra train station. And through the window, Prabhupada was pointing, right here, right there, right there. Battlefield of Kurukshetra took place. And right there, in between the two armies, the chariot stood. And Krishna spoke. Maybe Prabhupada did not say all this, but he was confirming right here. Meaning also, it's a history, it's a historical event. There was a time in Krishna's Leela or life or pastimes. One day he was very much there in Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra existed and exists now, and Krishna was there in that Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetra. Not just mention Kurukshetra, but mention Dharma Kshetra. And one who said is a Dhritarashtra, and he had to say this. He couldn't just say Kurukshetra. My sons and sons of Pandu have assembled in Kurukshetra. He could have just said that, but he did not say just Kurukshetra. But he has also, he had to say Dharma Kshetra. And Srila Prabhupada explains why is it so. Because he's thinking, that my sons are not dharmic. My sons are not spiritual. But this place is place of dharma. This place is place of spirituality. So this place will not go in favor of my sons. Sons of Pandu are spiritual. They are dharmic. They are Krishna conscious. So this place will certainly do favor, or things will go in favor of sons of my brother Pandu, not in favor of my sons. So while thinking or saying Kurukshetra, he had to say Dharma Kshetra. Yes, yes, this place is place of dharma, but my sons not dharmic. So he's already kind of realizing what is going to be the outcome of this battle. So he has his doubts, concern and doubts of the outcome of the battle. So he's inquiring. Kim akurvata sanjaya? Dhritarashtra is sitting in Hastinapur, several hundred miles away from Kurukshetra. And next to him is Sanjay, his secretary, his minister. And he's inquiring from him, "You, please tell me what is going on there in Kurukshetra. And what do you think is going to be outcome of this battle?" This is how the very first verse begins, like that. This is a question. Of course, all that Sanjay is going to be talking but in conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, or the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, we find the answer to this question. Kim akurvata sanjaya? Please tell. And he says, yatra yogeshwaraha Krishna, yatra partha dhanurdharaha, tatra sri vijayo bhutir nitir dhruva matir mama. Very perfect. Question begins with question and ends with the answer to that particular question. Oh, you had asked me, what happens in the battle? Someone wins, someone is defeated. This is normally one of those things, or both of those things. One party is victorious, other party is defeated. So Sanjay Uvacha, Sanjay said, this is Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Gita begins with Dhritarashtra Uvacha, and Gita ends with Sanjay Uvacha. Because the first question is addressed to Sanjay. And Sanjay says, yes, I could tell, yes. Battle is about to begin, or is in the middle. And then he's saying, I could say yes for sure. And he's giving the conclusion, wherever there is Krishna, what kind of Krishna? Yogeshwar Krishna. And wherever there is archer, Dhanurdhara, the holder of arch, Dhanush, Ban, arch and bow. Like Arjun there, Tatra, Yatra, Tatra, where? There. Where you will find the combination of these two, Krishna and his devotee, Yogeshwar and Dhanurdhar, Arjun, Tatra, Sri, there you will find Sri. Opulence, there you will find Vijay, victory. So I think other things also he has said, but let us, we don't have time to get into Mahabharata. Such long, in great details. So, Vijayastu Panduputranam. Elsewhere Mahabharata says, Vijayastu Panduputranam Esham Pakshe Janardhanaha. Vijay, Vijay, victory, Vijayastu Panduputranam. Certainly, Vijay, victory of the Panduputras is guaranteed. Why is it so? Esham Pakshe Janardhana. Because in their party, there is Janardhan. They are Janardhan party. They are Krishna party. So victory is guaranteed. So, hari hari. The big army has assembled in Kurukshetra, which is Dharma Kshetra. Pandav party, Kaurav party, 11 Akshohini divisions on Duryodhan side, and only seven Akshohini divisions fighting on Arjun's side, Yudhishthira's side. The Kshatriyas from all over the planet, they have assembled. This is the world war. Which historians have not taken note of. That is why they say the First World War, 1918. Second World War, 1900, early 40s. What about this World War? This is the first one, and then the second one, third one they could have said. This was literally the World War. And Srila Vyasadeva has written the history. Is a historian. And there's the detailed account of that history with all great details. So on that day, which is, they decided to begin the war on the Ekadasi, which is today. It received the name, I don't know when, Mokshada Ekadasi. Mokshada means giver of moksha. Mokshada. Ekadasi that gives moksha. Well, for sure we could say. On this day, on this Ekadasi day, Arjun nasto moha smratir labdha tvat prasada maya chuta gata sandeha sthitosmi karishe vachanam tava. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, or after completion, towards the completion of the dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, which is described as adbhut, wonderful, amazing dialogue took place. So towards the end, as Arjuna had been hearing for some time, not for a long time, maybe for 45 minutes or so, there was a dialogue. Arjun came to conclusion, or this was his realization, I have become free from illusion. Nasto, nasta, nasta, destroyed. What destroyed? What got destroyed? Moha, my illusion is destroyed. Gata sandeha, all the doubts vanished. Sthitosmi, I am now properly situated. And now, go ahead. Just order me. Karishe vachanam tava. I will obey your command. Of course, the command was already there. Yudhyasva. Ma manusmara yudhyacha. While remembering me, you, Arjuna, you battle, you fight. Of course, at the beginning, as he had arrived, everyone arriving, and Arjuna had arrived, and he had said, "No, you'd say, no. Me and fighting, I will not do. No, you'd say." Tushnim bhava, he became quiet and kind of sat down on the chariot. So he was not ready to obey the command in the beginning. But then after hearing the whole message, inspirational speech from the Lord, then he said, Karishe vachana, now I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So this is outcome of hearing Bhagavad Gita, becoming free from illusion. That's the point that we were also trying to make. Becoming free from illusion, attaining moksha. Arjuna attained moksha on this day. Did not take whole day. Just morning hours, not so many hours, less than 1 hour. So what time was? Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita? Huh? 3 o'clock in the afternoon? After lunch. As they arrived, as armies arrived, and this is dharma kshetra, kuru kshetra, and what is going to happen there is dharma yuddha. It's a religious battle. Battles to, in fact, dharma samsthapanarthaya, to establish dharma. This battle for the purpose of establishing dharma, dharma yuddha. Dharma yuddhas always take place. They begin, they commence. When? The sun is rising in the morning on the eastern horizon. All the armies get together and they go on up until the sunset. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya me achyuta. I mean, just see, the Lord has, this is the order of Arjun. Arjun said, you, Achyuta. Well, he had to say Achyuta. Oh, infallible one. The way he's addressing, oh, Achyuta. You bring my chariot in between the two armies. Get closer, please get closer, closer to the enemy camp. I want to see who is here, wishes to battle with me. He's really fired up. His blood is boiling and they want to fight with me, huh? Just bring my chariot closer. Oh, Achyuta, Achyuta. It's kind of, you never fall down, but soon I'm going to be falling down from my consciousness. I'm in a high spirit now, but soon I won't be the same Arjun. So in advance is, you are Achyuta, you are infallible one, but I'm going to be falling down from my position in next coming moments. Svetair hayair yukte mahati shandane sthito. So Krishna is a chariot driver. He's just a driver. He doesn't even own that chariot. It is Arjuna's chariot. And Krishna is just Partha Sarathi. Partha Sarathi. He is only Arjuna's chariot driver. So that chariot, yeah, so the, so already Sanjay is doing this narration, is relaying that to Dhritarashtra. Yes, see, chariot has arrived on the scene. He's getting attention of Dhritarashtra, specifically to that chariot, whose white horses, Svetei Hayei Yukte, Mahati Shandane Sthito. Shandan is the chariot. Mahati, the great, amazing, beautiful, nicely carved, well-built chariot, which is being pulled by the white horses. And Sthito, situated are two persons in that chariot, Madhava Pandavaschaiva. One is Madhav, Krishna. Other one is Pandav, Arjun. And what did they do? Divyo Shankho Pradadmatu. They blew their divya, divine counsels, they blew. Haribol. They're blowing counsels to inspire those who are sleeping. So, Panchajanyo Hrushikesho Devadatta Dhananjayaha. And the counsel blown by Sri Krishna is called Panchajanya. Kamshal blown by Arjuna is called Devadatta, and like that. Then which Kamshal was blown by Bhim, you'll find the name. And then Nakula and Sahadeva also blew their Kamshals, and like that. Great detail, the whole history. Blow by blow, as they say, has been described. So as they're seated, now Arjuna said, please bring my chariot forward. And as Krishna has become elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, he has become Rajudhar, Muralidhar in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra he has become Rajudhar. Raju means rope, lagam, reins. In his left hand are ropes, and right hand is a whip, and Krishna. So he did that, and the chariot was, Arjuna's chariot was in between the two armies. And then Krishna says, this is the only thing Krishna says in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. First chapter is setting the scene, and part of that scene Krishna speaks few words. These are the only words Krishna spoke, and they are Pasha. Oh, you wanted to see? Krishna, Pasha. Just see. Pasha etan samavetan kurun. Oh, you wanted to see? Go ahead, see. In fact, Arjuna could have seen, but Krishna wants to show him. He doesn't allow Arjuna to just see on his own. But Krishna is bringing attention of Arjuna. Okay, see. You wanted to see? Okay, I'm seeing. Pasha, etan, samavetan, kurun. What are you seeing? You are seeing all assembled kurus. Kurus, to be underlined or to be highlighted. You are seeing kurus. Aren't you also Kuru? You are also Kuru Nandan. Not only sons of Dhritarashtra are Kurus, sons of Pandu also are Kurus. They are technically differently divided, Kurus and Kauravas and Pandavas, but Pandavas are also Kauravas. They are also in the line of the Kuru dynasty. So this is what Krishna is putting this thought into the head of Arjuna. Samavetan kurun. So as Arjuna has now seen, and then he is pointing out who he is seeing, and by seeing all of them, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Just a little wake up call. It's a battle, and So, well, Arjuna is also going to fall asleep. Oh, somewhat. Going to get into ignorance. And Arjuna says, Sidanti. Oh, Sidanti mama gatrani. My limbs are all trembling. I'm perspiring. This is Krishna. Arjuna has said all this in the first chapter of Bhagavad. Mukham cha parishushyati. My throat is drying up. And so far Gandiv is concerned, they bow. Ganivam sansrate hastat. It is just slipping. Right out of my hand is slipping. You want me to fight? How could I fight? So that they're powerful. Just a few minutes ago, with me they want to fight? Oh, who are they? And then next few minutes, he's trembling and his mouth is drying up, and Gandhi is making. And so the whole, his body, his mind, his thoughts, everything, he is gone. Case.
Sriya na anupashyami hatva swajanam ahave.
By killing swajanas, immediately now he is into this swajan. Oh, these are my people, our people. Hatva swajanam ahave, in terrible battle like this, killing your own people. Na sriya anupashyami. I do not see any benefit and battling, killing our own people. Naham kangshe, and I do not aspire. Naham kangshe vijayam rajyam sukhanicha. I don't want battle, no victory, no sukha. I'm not interested. No. And like that, he goes on and on and on talking. So the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is not Bhagavad Gita, it is Arjun Gita. Arjun is speaking, and not letting Krishna speak. He is speaking and speaking. And with every thought, with every statement that he utters, he distracts himself, he deviates from the Krishna. And he's doing all this mental speculation. What about this dharma? What about that dharma? What about kula dharma? What about so many duties and obligations? And then he says, now you tell me, I am prachami tvam. Dharma sammudha. I am so for dharma and the religion, my duty is concerned, I am vimudha. I am bewildered. So, yat shreya. Now, yat shreya shat tanme bruhi nishitam me. Whatever is most beneficial for me, you tell me. I cannot figure it out on my own. Oh, Krishna. And then he says, Shishyaste aham shadhimam tvam prapannam. I'm soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. And then Krishna takes over, Krishna takes charge of the situation, and Krishna begins speaking. Bhagavan uvacha asochan anvasochan stvam. This lamentation, where is this all coming from? Nanu sochanti pandita. You are talking like a pandit. All that you are talking like a pandit, very learned person. But then Krishna says, Krishna's remark is, Nanu sochanti pandita. Pandit never laments. Learned person never laments, but you are full of lamentation. What kind of pandit you are? what kind of learned person you are. Because you are not learned. All that you spoke, kashmalam idam kutastva kashmalam idam, where is this dirt coming from? Kashmalam. Well, this is fit for the dustbin. I drop this in a dustbin. Kashmalam idam. And person like you, no. For great dynasty and this and that, this is not befitting. So Krishna is expressing his amaze. He's amazed, Krishna. I'm amazed. Arjuna, what's going on with you? What are you talking? Nonsense. Talking like a fool. And then Dehinasmin yatha dehe komaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuyati. Lord's speech begins, the second chapter. As Bhagavatam also, as in Bhagavatam. The speaker of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, he does not speak in the first canto of Bhagavatam. From second canto onwards, Shukadeva Goswami begins speaking, like something similar. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna does not speak in first chapter, except those few words that we pointed out to you earlier. But his formal speech, Song of God, begins in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and beginning with, you are not this body. This is a foundational knowledge Krishna is imparting unto Arjuna. And talking of killing, you say you don't want to kill your swajanas, your own people, your relatives. But Krishna is kind of challenging. Okay, go ahead, kill them. I want you to kill them. Kill the sleep. So, in Krishna says, Nainam chindanti shastani Nainam dahati pavakaha Na shoshayati marutaha Na kledayantaha apaha. Oh, you are talking of killing or not killing, but in fact you cannot kill. Your real relatives cannot be killed. And they are souls. They are Atma, and the Atma cannot be killed. And he's talking about four great elements. He hasn't mentioned the fifth one. Four cannot do the job of killing. Nainam chindanti shastrani. Shastra. All the weapons, they are made up of earth, right? Earth. Mostly the earth. Metals. Nainam chindanti shastrani. Chindanti. Cannot cut. No weapon could cut the soul. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. And the fire, haribo, Hare Krishna to you. The fire cannot burn the soul. Yeah, body in the cremation ground is being on fire, being burned. The soul elsewhere and wherever it is cannot be burned. Na shoshayati marutaha, earth. Already fire mentioned. The water. Water cannot make the soul wet, and the fire cannot make it dry, cannot dry. So all those four elements of no use. It could do nothing, cannot alter the soul in any way. No cutting, no burning, not drying with the air, and no killing or making it wet with the water. And like that, it goes on. The second chapter is a summary of Bhagavad Gita summarized, and then Krishna gets into different yogas. Karma, jnana, ashtanga yoga. Your backbone, head, neck, head straight. Sit properly. Prabhupada said even during japa yoga time, japa yoga, sit properly. So Krishna is describing the Ashtanga yoga. And is describing the mind also, the nature of mind. And Uddharet Atmanu Atmanam Natmanam Avasadayet. That you have to lift your mind. Lift. Na avasadayet. Make sure it doesn't fall down. Give a lift to the mind. Uddharet. Uddharet atmano atmanam. Na atmanam avasadayet. Atmaiva atmana bandhu atmaiva ripuratmanaha. That mind could be your friend, could also be very easily your enemy. And like that, some psychology, the mind. Lord is talking about the mind. Because in yoga, mind has a big role to play. Mana eva manushanam karanam bandha moksha yo. Such a bold statement. Clear statement. The mind could be could make you baddha, bound. That same mind, if it acts like a friend, could become what? Become your the cause of liberation. Karanam bandha moksha yo of both of these. Mind could become cause of karan, cause, bandha, bondage, moksha, liberation. And like that, Krishna goes on. But Arjuna says, oh, chanchalam hi manaha Krishna pramati balavadridam. The mind is so obstinate, slow flickering. Krishna, I agree. Yes, sure. I'm the one who has made the mind. I know the nature of the mind. But then Krishna says, Abhyase nuta kaunteya vairagena jagrihyate. By practice, Arjuna, by practice, constant practice. Yato yato manaha chanchalam asthiram. Wherever mind goes, wherever mind goes, tataha, tataha, from there, wherever, drag it back. Atmani eva vasham nayet, and put under atma. Or engage in Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Savai manaha Krishna pada ravindayo, as was the program. Abambarish, always mind, always fixed on lotus feet of Krishna. By practice, Krishna, by practice. And then he concludes. I also have to conclude very soon. Time for Mahaprasade. Go Govinde. Now everyone is up. This mantra wakes us up in ISKCON. There's another mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya puts you to sleep. Mahaprasadam. We jump. Mahaprasade Govinde. Hari Hari. Yeah, then Krishna says, after talking of this yoga, that yoga, yogi nama visarvesha madgate nandaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mata yuktatama. The best of all the yogis is a bhakti yogi. And then this is a sixth chapter. The next six chapters, which is a core of Gita, the middle of Gita, is all talks of bhakti yoga. And Krishna talks of devotional service. Devotion, devotional service is and talks of different opulences of the absolute truth. His own opulences, and by hearing all this thus far, it is only 10th chapter, but then Arjuna has come to realization. His realization, param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan, you are supreme brahma, adi devam ajam vibhum, you are adi devan, all that, you are all in all, vasudeva sarvamiti sahamat samahatma sudurlabha. So Arjuna has also become that rare great soul, realizing that Vasudeva, Sri Krishna, is all in all. And he says, whatever you have said, whatever you are talking, O Sri Krishna, sarvam etad ritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. Sarvam, all that you are talking, every single thing, every sentence, every word, every letter that you are uttering is nothing but the truth. Sarvam etad ritam, ritam is truth. Manne, and I accept this. But then for the sake of others, the opulences are exhibited, universal form is there, which Arjuna was not interested in, but for the sake of others. Prove it! So Krishna has proven, shown all those opulences. Darshan. And seeing that Arjuna is not into that darshan, and is kind of all over, then again he prays, no, please, Lord, the earlier darshan, not this, enough is enough, go back. Then, okay, four-handed, not this, two-handed, okay, now, stop there. And then Krishna says, sudurdarsham idam rupam drastavanasi yanmama devaha api asya rupasya nityam darshanakankhinaha. The form that now you are seeing, Arjun, this is very rare. Darshan. Sudurdarsham idam rupam drastavanasi, now that you are seeing. Devaha api asya rupasya. Even the demigods, all the gods and goddesses, they are very, very anxious to get darshan of this roop. Drastavanasi, one that you are seeing now. And then Krishna goes on. after those middle chapters, six chapters, then three more of material nature, very important chapter. Divisions of faith, very important. Purushottam Yoga, very important. Of course, everything. Krishna, how could God not say something that is not important? Only important things. Lord is talking. And talking and talking. Then he says, now I'm going to talk, say something. I have talked some confidential things. Guhya, I have spoken some guhyatar, more confidential. Now I'm going to talk of guhyatam, the most confidential thing. And then 18th chapter, Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyazi imam namaskuru mam eva eshasi satyam te patijane priyosi me. Manmana, remember me. Bhava madhbhakta, become my devotee. Madhyazi, worship me. And mam namaskuru, offer your obeisances unto me. O Arjuna, if you did so, or anyone else also. Krishna is not talking. He's talking to Arjuna, but in fact his target audience is all of us, all the people of all the times, including Malaysian people, everywhere, all times. So those who do this, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyasi mamnam, mam eva eshasi satyam te. I tell you the truth, O Arjuna, they'll come to me, mam eva eshasi, they will come to me, they will come back to me, they will come back to home, back to Godhead, if they did this, that. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantasya dhadavrataha. He has also talked about Kumbh Mela, not Kumbh Mela, Kirtan Mela. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantasya dhadavrataha. Those who are always chanting my glories. And kirtan is kirti. Kirti. From kirti, glories, comes kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you will come to me, I say this is the truth. I take a vow of bringing you back to me. And I say all this because Priyasi, you are very, very dear to me. So all the souls are dear to Krishna. So he has spoken his Bhagavad Gita, addressing all the souls, all of us. And he did that on this day, the Gita Jayanti day, Gita's birthday. That Gita took birth from the mouth of the Lord. From mouth of the Lord, Gita appeared. And then that Gita, Srila Prabhupada has kindly shared with the entire world. And he has presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, as most of the speakers, presenters do not present it as it is, which Prabhupada did talk in this purport. Part of the purport that we have motivation, interpretations, misleading and cheating and this and that. So kindly, evam parampara praptam, in parampara disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada has delivered Bhagavad Gita as it is to the whole world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. What is this Krishna Upadesh? Upadesh means instructions. Krishna Upadesh is Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, I order you, you share this Bhagavad Gita with anybody and everybody that you meet, you come across. So Prabhupada gave us that program. I had to stop. Is that message or something else? What else could there be? Yeah, I got it. And long time I knew. Someone is going to... Maharaj is also coming with his dant and... giving me so many signals which I had been ignoring. So for the pleasure of Sri Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, we distribute books, Bhagavad Gita, and make our life perfect. We become dear to Sri Krishna by doing so, by distributing Bhagavad Gita. Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Gita Jayanti Mahatsava ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada.